Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Debaterios podcast. I'm one of your awesome co-hosts, Oreo, sitting here with my other awesome co-hosts, SJW Debates. How you doing, man?
I am doing wonderful. Year's almost over. Holidays are sort of behind us. It's kind of in the middle. Depends on, you know, where you're at here. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you guys heard that, right? This is our last episode of not just 2019. I mean, even though we started this year, but technically it's the last year of, I mean, not the last year, last episode of the decade. That is cool to think about. So next year we'll not only be doing our first episode of 2020, but our first episode of the decade. That's wow.
Yeah, get ready for a lot of people at your New Year's party going, see you next decade. Oh, the joke yeah. That has never been old, not any year. Look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Like, see you next year, see you next decade. It's yeah. I can't wait till, God, what would be 1,000 years from now? Like, because I know the new millennium is, 3,000. That's right. Yeah. I'm going to be dead by now, but I hope that, like, if humans are still around in the year 3,000, if we don't destroy the planet and ourselves entirely, like if we come to our senses, maybe, I wonder if they're going to be saying, see you next millennium or see you next millennia, because man, that is,
oh, they, be something. They definitely did, in the year 2000 and it was,
but, so to start things off with this show, our last show of the year, let's talk about some of the holidays that we celebrated, mainly Christmas. I don't think that me or you celebrated any other holiday that comes.
I barely celebrated Christmas.
Yeah, me too. So all I did for Christmas was just eat chili and play video games and then watch the NBA Christmas games, which were okay this year. They didn't have a lot of excitement behind them. I think the Lakers and the Clippers were probably the, like, for it to be the main, like, I guess, like, the main matchup of the night, it was pretty good. I liked it. The Clippers won, of course, like they have been, because they won last time they played the Lakers. So that was fun. That was fun watching that. And also just chilling. That's basically what my Christmas was chilling.
Nice. Just chilling on the Christmas. Yeah, I'm at a weird point, so I'm 29, so I go home. And I'm like, I kind of still expect presents because I'm 10 years old at heart. But also I'm thinking like, I don't really need anything. Money is an issue. I know mom shouldn't be spending this on me, but I kind of still want toys. Yeah, for this year, I got towels and paper. And I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. I got towels and paper for Christmas this year. It was amazing. Oh, my. And pens. I got really nice pens. I gotta be honest too.
We did do a secret Santa between me and my friends, and I did get hold on, because it's in the drawer right in front of me. You might want to cut this out.
No, we're leaving all this in.
Okay. So I got these. These are Assassin's Creed things that one of my friends, Marilyn. I'm not putting her last name out there. I'm just gonna say Marilyn Monroe.
There we go.
But look at this. This little tomahawk thing that goes on your keychain from Assassin's Creed 3. And then I got the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood necklace.
Nice.
And I got all these rings. Look at this.
That's kind of badass.
This is an Assassin's Creed fan, like, I guess, dream. I remember when she gave it to me, all the guys at the table, they started freaking out because they were like, bro, you got the best gift.
Nice.
Cause they were like, and like, I remember one of my friends, he was like, hey bro, how much for ring? I was like, oh, I'm not selling.
How much I'm for a ring?
But yeah, that was great.
All right. Nice. What are your plans? Yeah. What are your plans for tomorrow? The last day of the year. New Year's Eve.
Okay, so my niece and nephew are here, and I think we're just gonna spend time together like we always do on New Year's. We're having pizza and wings tomorrow. I can't wait for that.
Nice.
I could not wait for pizza and wings. But one of the, I guess, miscellaneous plans, like the plan that doesn't really matter that much, but it is a plan, is so recently, and some of you guys may not know about this, but I think it happens at most community colleges when you're on financial aid, you get these reimbursement checks, and basically it's just money left over for financial aid. That's all it is. And the school is required by law to give it to you in full. And if you don't have like any fees you owe to school or anything, you can just spend the money on whatever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cash that check in. It's $825.
Nice.
That's my Christmas gift from the government, guys.
Woo!
But what am I trying to say? Oh, I'm going to cash it in and save. Well, I'll save some of it. I'm going to actually try to spend some of it on things I need when I go back to school. So one thing I need is a new backpack, because my current backpack, for some strange reason, it does not have a pouch for your water bottle. It has a laptop compartment. It has compartments for your pencils and stuff, but it does not have a water bottle pouch. I don't know why it doesn't. I thought that was like a backpack essential, but yeah, I'm going to have to get a new one. And I'm also planning on starting a snapback collection. So in my Amazon cart right now, there are two Chicago hats. Two. Like, there's one with the city's flag on it, and there's one with the word Chicago just written on it in old English style lettering. So I can't wait to wear those.
Gonna have a nice aesthetic.
And I got laptop stickers, so I can decorate my laptop. And the only problem is that there's 100 stickers, and my laptop can't fit all of them. And I'm thinking about giving in the rest to my friends so they can do whatever they want with it. Or I could just stick them around the school, like Jangle said earlier. He was like, hey, you were like, hey, just stick them around the school, bro.
Engage in some praxis. Post them everywhere. Spread your message. I have no idea what these stickers are. But
some of them have Supreme written on them, so you're just gonna like, if you walk to school, you'll see a bunch of Supreme stickers.
Okay, I gotcha. Wait, you got a way cooler aesthetic than me. I got pens for Christmas. That's what I spend my money on.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm old. All right.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Me, nothing. Working. I'm working, then I'm coming home, and then I'm going to stay up until midnight, and that's it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, oh, crap, headphones. All right, I was gonna ask, how long do you usually stay up on New Year's? Like,
for the past couple years, about 12:10. Stay up to midnight, and then sorry y'all, we gotta go.
The longest I've stayed up on New Year's Eve was I think it was like till 4 a.m.
Nice.
Cause okay, this is what I did. So I knew I was gonna stay up past midnight, but I didn't know how long. That's the thing. And I think that's fun because like, if you plan out when you're gonna go to bed, it's kind of boring, because then you're like, man, I gotta go to bed at this time, damn. But when you don't plan, it's like, damn, when am I gonna go to bed? It's exciting. I don't know why. I like it. So
oh, yeah.
I stayed up just playing video games until like 4 o'clock, and then I started getting tired, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bed.
4 o'clock is like that, like, magical time where, like, you feel like you're alone in the world, and it could either be like really, like, freeing, like I could do anything, I could go outside naked, no one's gonna see me. Or
the longest time I've actually stayed up was 6, and I kid you not, I saw the sunrise. I literally stayed up till sunrise.
I've done that a few times. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty cool because, like, it was kind of weird for me because I'm like, dang, my room is just dark. Now there's light slowly creeping in. And then all of a sudden, there's even like just a little bit more light. And I'm like, oh, man, what time is it? I look at my phone. It says 6. I'm like, wow, I stayed up till 6 o'clock in the morning just playing video games. What is wrong with me?
You got to do that a few times. That's part of life.
Yeah. Good thing it wasn't on a school day, though, because that would have sucked.
I've done that on a school day before.
I did do it once, though. I think I stayed up till midnight, though, because then I was like, what if my mom hears me? I'm like, dang, I'm letting you go to bed. So then I come to school the next day, and I was tired, and my friend, he was like, hey, bro, you seem kind of sad. You all right? I'm like, no, I'm not sad. I'm just tired. He was like, oh, why? I was like, I stayed up till like 12 o'clock playing on my PlayStation 2. He was like, what game were you playing that made you stay up that long? I was like, I was playing Madden. That's all I played all night was Madden.
You ever pulled an all-nighter?
Almost. I mean, I don't know if the 6 a.m. thing would count as an all-nighter, because isn't it like you stay up from whatever time you wake up to whatever time you woke up, like just the next day or something like that?
Basically, you just don't sleep the night before, spend all the night working. Micro naps count.
I think I might have, I just don't know.
Yeah.
But right. I plan on doing it.
You got to do it once for the college experience. Even if you don't need to do it, you just need to have that in your back pocket, that experience like of just doing the most irresponsible thing you can. That's what college is about right there.
I think I actually did do the most irresponsible thing this semester, though, because another Christmas gift, well, this really didn't happen on Christmas, but it was damn near, so I consider it a Christmas gift, was I almost had all A's this semester.
Good man. Woo!
I almost did it. If biology that was not a B, it was an 85 in that class. And I think what slowed me down was we had one quiz where I had a 77. And I knew I was gonna get a good grade, because I'm like, I don't know shit on this quiz, because I missed 2 days. And then he's like, hey, you guys got a quiz today. I'm like, okay. Shit, I didn't know about this. But yeah, I had a 77 on that. So I think that's what kind of screwed me over. But I came close. I came damn close. And the funny thing is let me tell you guys something. When you have a college class where you guys don't do anything and you don't show up, it doesn't matter. It's like you don't even have to be there, because it was like two classes of mine that were like that. It was humanities and history. And the first part of the semester, we did work. Like, we actually did tests. We had homework. And I passed that. I passed the midterms with I think it was a B in history and an A in humanities. The second part, we didn't do shit, which is why I was like, you know what? Maybe it would be a good idea to just skip. And then I ended up doing it one day, then the next day. And then eventually it culminated into 3 weeks of straight skipping. And then I go back, and the teachers, they're not even concerned. They weren't that concerned about me. They were just like, oh, hey, look, it's you. You're back. And then I asked my classmates, I'm like, what did I miss? This girl in my humanities class, she's the smartest girl in the class. I kid you, she's one of the smartest people I know. She looked at me with the straightest face I've ever seen on a human face. She looks at me like this and says, nothing. We didn't do anything. You were out for 3 weeks and you didn't miss anything. I was like, oh, are we doing any tests soon? Like, did she mention? No, she didn't mention any tests. She didn't mention any homework. You didn't miss anything. But yeah, history was the same case too. We actually started our finals early because there were a lot of people in the class and we had presentations. So he didn't want to do them on finals week. He wanted to do them a bit of an advance, but I came there. I was like, this is my plan. I'm just going to show up for the finals. That's all I'm going to do. Like, I'm not going to show up these days. I'm just going to show up on the day of the final, because I know we're not doing anything. So
we are giving bad advice here.
No, it's good advice. Listen, it makes you question, why am I here? Like, once you start questioning, what are we doing? Why am I here? Why are we taking notes and you didn't say we have a quiz coming up? Where's the homework? Just like, don't show. No, I'm just kidding. Just show. Don't be like me, because I was actually scared the whole time. I'm not going to lie. I knew I was going to pass humanities because I knew she didn't assign homework, because she would always go off topic in class. So I'm like, yeah, I know I'm going to pass that. History was what I worried about, because he gave quizzes the first part, but he didn't do it the second part for some reason. And I didn't know that. I showed up and I asked him, did I miss any quizzes? He's like, no, you didn't miss anything. I'm like, let's go.
Got it.
I know I'm passing.
All right, that's nice and lucky.
That was luck. That was pure luck. I thought I was going to have 2 A's, 1 B, and 2 C's. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Ended up almost straight A's, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's how my semester went.
I'm getting all A's so far. Skin of my teeth, all A's. In grad school, though, you have to fight tooth and nail, sort of, kind of, a little bit.
Yeah.
I had to sacrifice a child at the altar of biomechanics in order to get my just scrape by with an A. I got exactly a 90 in gait analysis. Exactly, like 90.00. So
that's what happened to me at midterm in art appreciation, which is actually, I know you're saying, like, who fails art appreciation? Well, if you don't show up to class, you don't do the work.
I'm starting to see, I'm seeing a pattern here. You should probably show up to class.
No. It's not me. It's not me. Okay. It was a girl, and I knew her because she sat at, like, the group of friends that I have at school. So, like, she sat at the table we sat at, and she always used to come in late. Now, that's not a problem because she was still stopping. I would always give her a note. This just that she didn't show up anymore, and I got worried. I'm like, oh, is she sick? And she's like, no, I just don't want to be there. I'm like, oh, well, we actually took notes. Like, we actually have quizzes, and you're just missing them. And she failed the class. And I was like, yikes. Luckily, I had a B. My grade was actually an 89.6, but she rounded it to an A.
Nice.
And I was like, thank you.
I've been there
and
before.
She said she only does that for students who are show up to class every day. They're very attentive. Like, they actually engage in the material. So, yeah, I guess I was one of those students. But
yeah, teachers know who shows up to class. And, you know, when I was a teacher, like, that mattered way more than what your grades were. If you were, like, engaged in class, that was way more important.
I think that's what happened in history and humanities. Like, I was probably, even though I didn't show up to those classes much, I was probably the only person who really engaged with the material, despite the fact even not being there. Because the history professor, I actually sat down with him and talked to him. This was about, like, my final paper, because I was asking him what he wanted, because he never specified. He's one of those professors that does not specify anything, so you had to ask him. And he was like, I want you in my history class next year. I was like, I'm taking it. And I already signed up for my classes, and turns out a history class I'm taking next semester, it's his history class, which is, I think, U.S. history from beginnings to 1865. So, yeah. And he was like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, I don't know why you want me, though. Like, I didn't show up for, like, 3 weeks, man.
All right. So.
But, yeah.
That's how that went. All right. Our next topic, well, it's going to be, like, the main topic of the podcast today. A little bit of year in review. So
2019.
A dumpster fire of an awful year with almost nothing good happening.
Yeah, it was just imagine, like, an elephant shitting, and it just doesn't stop. Like, it shits five times. It just, yeah. It's like, you think it's going to stop, but then it doesn't. And you're just questioning when. When is it all going to stop? All
right, so I'm going to list off some things that happened this year, and you can chime in and see if you remember them, and if we have any, like, spicy hot takes on this. All right. All right. One thing that happened this year, turns out a lot of political leaders love blackface. Something we found out.
Oh, boy. Justin Trudeau, who was it, the Virginia governor?
About every single person in line for the governor of Virginia. So, yeah, that was a thing that happened. I don't know why it was a thing that happened. Or why it all decided.
But it happened.
Yeah, it happened a lot.
And the funny thing is that Justin Trudeau got reelected. He got even reelected. Though we know about... Oh, boy.
He just came across as kind of. He wants to dress up. That's what he wants to do. That's why he became prime minister. He just wanted to put on costumes and meet people.
He wants to know the black experience. It's all right.
So, yeah, that was definitely a thing that happened. A little less controversial, the world's most boring Super Bowl. That happened.
Yeah. Oh, this was so boring. I'm sorry. I want to chime in on this so bad because I was watching it, and I knew the Patriots were going to win, first off. Like, I bet it. I literally bet with my sister on them. I'm like, bro, they're going to win. Like, there's no way they're. But man, this, it was really boring. I was sitting there and I'm just like, okay. Like when you think like the ball's going to go in for a touchdown, you're like, oh, let's go. And then no, nothing happened for like, I think maybe the most of the game. That's how memorable the Super Bowl is. Like usually you could remember like when something happened, like in what quarter, but no, this Super Bowl was so boring and so unmemorable. You can't remember jack shit when it happened.
Yeah. You remember the score? No, you don't.
Wasn't it like 13-3, 10-3?
Like 14-3. It was...
Oh, God.
My goodness. All right. Notre Dame burned up in flames this year.
Yes. That was pretty sad to watch, though, because it's like, it's a monument. It's a, you know, staple of Paris. It's one, it's like, it's almost like the equivalent. I know some people said 9/11, but I'm not going to, you know... In a way, it is kind of France's 9/11 because it was gone in a sense, but it's still there. It's just gonna have to be rebuilt. But it's almost like as if the Empire State Building burned down to the ground. Yeah. Or I live in Chicago. It's called the Willis Tower, but I don't care, man. Real Chicagoans call it the Sears Tower. It's almost as if the Sears Tower had burned down. Like, that's the impact it had on the French people, you know? And yeah, even some people globally. Although, one shitty thing that did get taken away from it was white nationalists.
Yeah. They latched onto that pretty hard.
Muslims.
Yeah, of course. That, like, was the first thing that happened. Even like, Albert Skepta got in onto that.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Like, remember when he was like, man... I don't know, man. Like, they say it's an accident, but, like, is it really an accident? Like, I'm just saying, like, there's Muslim terrorist attacks, like, everywhere, bro. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm just saying.
It could be the Muslims. Like, I'm not saying it's them, but I'm just saying it could be them. I'm just like, dude. Bro, it's not Muslims. It's an accident. The police investigated. The fire department investigated. They said it was an accident, dude.
Speaking of big brains, first ever picture of a black hole came out this year. That was pretty cool.
That was.
The memes that came from it were even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Just a circle. A little. a little ring of light around it, but hey.
I think they compared it to, I forgot the dude's name. Damn, it was right in my mind and on the tip of my tongue, but the character from Lord of the Rings that...
Sauron?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of cool. Avengers Endgame broke every single box office record, just about.
Yep, and I was going to go see it, but I was broke, damn it. And I could have actually saw it with some of my friends, but yeah, I had to do something that day. So I missed Avengers Endgame, but I did, like, I just read the plot on Wikipedia.
Yeah, same experience.
Dude, I'm going to watch movie clips on YouTube. Like, you know the channel Movie Clips, how they show clips from the films? I'm like, yeah, I'll just see snippets, and I'll read the plot on Wikipedia. That's how I get the movie.
Just like a true fan. My entire personality is about to change into someone who has not seen the latest Avengers movie. That's what my entire personality is going to be. All right. North Korea negotiations either happened or didn't happen, or they sort of happened, or they are happening.
Yeah, it's weird. It's always weird with North Korea when Trump negotiates with them, because right wingers, I even like when I was like not in my conservative phase, but even like when I was like going towards the left, I kind of actually, that was one of the things I actually kind of credited Trump for. I'm like, bro, he's stabilizing relations with North Korea. But then I also recognized, I was like, bro, we could still be fucked, bro. Like, it's like, it's that possibility. Like, bro, they still hate us, man. Ugh. And I'm not wrong. And like, whenever I see people like Charlie Kirk and they're like, Trump is battering relations with North Korea, I'm like, so why are they still making missiles? And why do they still want to bomb the shit out of us, man?
Why are they still talking shit about us?
Like, why are they still calling Trump like a dotard, even though that's funny, but like,
speaking of Trump, Trump tweets at the squad to go back where they came from. That was the thing that happened, and I feel like we forgot about it pretty quick.
Yeah. He literally gave an entire speech where he singled out Ilhan Omar
And Rashida Tlaib and AOC.
Oh yeah, Rashida Tlaib. Yeah.
The entire squad.
Although I think the focus amongst not well, I know in his speech, I think it was the entire squad, but the focus was mainly around Ilhan and Rashida due to them being.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Go back where you came from, despite the fact that like three out of the four of them were born here.
Right, and one actually has citizenship through. What am I trying to say? God, I'll think of it later.
So that was definitely a thing that happened, and we kind of sort of forgot about it because everything Trump tweets is, well, it's just going to get usurped by the next thing. So cool. Yep. A little less serious. The Women's World Cup. Our women won the World Cup. Woo! And just to turn a positive thing into a negative thing, their entire payday for the World Cup, $4 million. It's pretty good. Per person. Like that's about $200,000 per person. Still, not bad.
Still not a bad turnout.
A Fortnite tournament winner got $3 million. All on his own.
Yeah. Wait, it's so funny because all the news people, like, I find it funny because they criticize video games. Well, once this kid earned $3 million, and I think he got, I'm not sure, did he get, like, $2 million taken away in taxes, or was it, like, $1.5 million?
I have no idea, but it's the fact that he got $3 million.
Yeah, they were like, it's funny because some newscasters, they were like, man, I should maybe rethink my career pattern, man. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah, you can pick. It's just a video game. You can pick that up and just like nothing else. Just like, you know, sports. You see the women who won the World Cup? That means you can just pick up soccer and get a big payday like that. That's all it takes. Far less. Well, I actually want to save the serious stuff for the last. Jeffrey Epstein happened.
All the memes about Epstein. I even made some memes. I was like, Solid Snake killed him.
Yeah, Solid Snake killed him.
Wait, Solid Snake and Agent 47 went on a joint assignment, and they had to kill Epstein in the quietest way possible.
Quietest way possible. A mech suit ate him. And the guards are just sleeping in the corner.
I guess Metal Gear did do his job.
Yeah. So, well, that was the thing that happened. I'm just reminding everyone that that event, it did indeed happen. Without putting any spin on it. I said he died. There we go. pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. We're pretty in agreement. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Although it is divided amongst the left because you have, I think it's mainly the anarchists and socialists that kind of see Hong Kong as being the good guys in the situation, if you want to put it that way.
And then the tankies. Yeah, then
the tankies
that, nope, gotta back China. I think that was like that's like the one time where we can be like, okay, which side of the Hong Kong protests are you on?
Right.
Oh, that side? All right. Okay, you're part of the bad left. We can safely ignore you.
And it also even good litmus test for it too with the NBA. That was also a big thing.
Yeah didn't somebody sort of related to a team, like not a player, right? Just like someone like related to a team.
Yeah, it was. I think his name was Dan Morey. He's the general manager of the Houston, and he said that I believe he backed Hong Kong.
Yeah, and then China got NBA. Mad, and like I said, no, we're not showing any NBA games
and
at all.
LeBron James was asked, LeBron.
He's got that business mindset.
He's like, man, I just think he was misinformed. I'm like,
he's got that business mindset. You can't upset the people paying you that much. You can't have principles or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The Trump Sharpie incident. Did we all kind of forget about that?
I think I remember that, but it was like a photo of him and it was like edited Sharpie or something?
Yeah, he was like saying he made a prediction like the storm wasn't going to hit somewhere, and then it did hit that place. And so he's like, no, see, I'm right. And he had this map, and he'd drawn on it with a Sharpie. It was like obviously drawn on with a Sharpie.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that now.
It was so, like, flagrant. It just kind of... And it just passed by. I barely remember it. I probably described it completely incorrectly because it would, like... And it wasn't that long ago.
I don't even remember. It's like one of those moments where it's like you know what the person's talking about, but you can't remember exactly what happened.
All right, so that's the thing. After that, whistleblower happened. The whistleblower came out about that July phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Yeah.
So that happened. That happened long after the Mueller report came out and proved everyone right. No matter what side you were on, it proved you right.
Although the neocons are like, man, this is bull. Trump didn't do anything. Trump innocent. Trump did nothing.
Yeah, and the Mueller report proves it. And then people, well, not the left, but liberals are, yeah, say this is proof. Oh, impeachment time now, baby. So it proved whatever you wanted it to prove. Yeah. So that was the thing. Trump pulled out of Syria, which was... interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Like, kind of leaving the Kurds to die? Not super cool. Even if you're, like, are anti-war and want us to pull out of all these, like, you know, engagements overseas, I think it's kind of shitty to leave your allies to die.
Right.
So, that one's a little complicated. I don't want to... I'm just reminding you that it happened. And even, even his... His big boys on his side weren't super happy about that.
Yeah, which was surprising, to be honest.
Yeah. Lighter news, Elon Musk's Cybertruck came out.
Yes, the pickup truck of the future.
Looking like an 80s version of the future.
Looking like something out of an Orwell book.
Yeah. So... all right, so, yep, Cybertruck came out. The actual impeachment happened. Trump got impeached.
Oh, yeah.
He's the first president from Home Alone 2 to get impeached. Or the first cast member of Home Alone 2 to get impeached.
At least he did not have relations with a woman. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
He did.
So, he had several.
Right.
All right. Worst news, the UK election kind of was a massive disappointment for us.
Yeah. I don't even follow UK politics closely, but just like seeing some people that I do engage with online who are from the UK and support Labour. And seeing their reaction, it hurt.
Yeah, Brexit was a giant mess. You kind of knew what was going on in the background, but us being Yankees, we just don't pay attention to anything because we're cool like that. We're awesome.
I just wonder how the UK, how are they gonna operate without being a part of the EU?
Probably not well. But too late now. Brexit's happening, and the most stable man in the world is heading it. Someone who intentionally makes his hair look like that every day.
Bojo.
The Amazon rainforest caught on fire a lot. Remember that? Yep. Caught on fire a lot, and a bunch of people...
And the Brazilian government is allowing it.
Allowing it, encouraging it, even, because it's making way for businesses. And a bunch of people needed to hop on Twitter to say how that's actually a good thing that the rainforest is
think
burning.
Of the corporations, no.
Oh, okay. all right, and saving the worst for last. This was not a good year for houses of worship. A ton of attacks. Like some just devastating shootings that happened. I don't know which one it was the biggest, but you know the shooter that live streamed his spree in Christchurch, shooting in El Paso, explicitly targeting immigrants.
I don't know why I'm thinking that Tree of Life happened this year. I don't think it did.
I don't know. There's so many.
Yes. But then also the recent synagogue stabbing, too.
Yeah, that happened, too. There's been a rise in anti-Semitism, especially in New York, for some reason, specifically in New York. So,
yes.
Yeah, the white supremacy kind of, like, is starting to bleed out a little bit. And now it's like, oh, everybody can hate the Jews now.
Well, let's just remember some good things about 2019.
Some good things. Baby Yoda happened. Made everybody feel a little bit better. Gave us some hope in the world.
Yeah, he's setting a high standard for human babies.
Setting a high standard. Very high standard.
High standard.
Your baby is ugly. Look at him.
Your baby has to be able to waddle and can make cute noises at every single second. And if it doesn't, sorry.
Yeah, what are some other good things that happened this year?
For all the NBA fans out there, a final series that actually was not boring, the Toronto Raptors, Canada actually getting its first championship in a while in a professional sport.
Woo!
So, yeah, congratulations, Canada. Congratulations, Toronto and the Raptors for last year's finals win against the Golden State Warriors, which was surprising. Another lighter note thing was, oh my God, what else was a lighter note?
Yeah, I know. It's when you think about all the major events of the year.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
You want to know like a terrible thing? Well, not a terrible thing, but like just a bad note. Let's just mix it up.
The Green Book winning.
I remember that pissed everybody off. They were like, what about, I think some people said Black Klansman, like, what about that one? What about some of the other films that came out, like, my God, I forgot the nominees. I think the Freddie Mercury movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, was the best picture, too. And people were like, man, that should have won. And then I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I watched the Green Book, and it was all right.
It was very okay.
Yeah. Then I look at Black Klansman, and I'm like, dog, how did this not win? Okay, another high note of 2019, Dangle's Cat.
Yes. Best Boy.
And also, boy. Some leftist creators are on the. They have our watchful eye in 2020.
Yeah. Lots of good lefty people coming up.
Yeah, some of these leftist creators like Kelly Zahos, she makes sort of ContraPoints-esque videos. So let me tell you something. If you love ContraPoints and you like love her aesthetic of like using different light, making all these different characters and having like this different elaborate costumes and makeup while preaching praxis and educating you on things from a leftist viewpoint, you're gonna like Kelly. You're gonna like her.
Nice. We'll put her links in the description.
Yeah, Twitter and YouTube, and also the General Line. We both know the General.
Yeah, we're friends with him. Full disclosure, friend of the show.
Yeah, very cool dude. He is...
makes short films. Yeah. So something a little bit different. Instead of video essays, he makes short films, something that we don't see a whole lot of. So really interesting stuff.
My favorite one is the recent one that came out. The what's it called? It's the one about Temple.
The one about Temple. I like that one.
I forgot the title of it, but it was beanie. It was nice. Yeah. I don't know if I can name anyone else, but because I can't think right now straight because my mind is focused on next year, what I'm gonna do.
Focused on next year. All right, going forward into next year, Chud Logic, lefty streamer, you should definitely check out.
Oh,
doing a lot of good stuff. Let's see, I'm doing debates in 2020.
Oh, yeah. SJW Debates is living up to his title. I mean, he's always lived up to his title, but he's living up to it more.
So I got a lot of debates coming up. So I'm starting the year off by debating King Crocoduck. So, that's gonna be a fun one.
I have to watch that. And also, I'm planning on uploading more videos next year. Hopefully, I can keep that promise. I hope, but I'm also planning on doing more streams. Not necessarily like gaming or anything, unless I am able to like upgrade my laptop, some RAM, so I can do that. But I do plan on doing more streams, like just I guess talking and like reacting to chuds on the
reacting
internet.
To chuds. Always need more of that. Yeah.
Yee.
There's we can look forward a little bit more after this year. This was a shit year. But we can we can let it beat us down and we can go forward with a bunch of pessimism and like nothing's gonna happen and nothing you do matters. Or we can focus on self-improvement. We can get better at everything that we do. We cannot let this bother us, and we can go forward into 2020, into this extremely important year, with high hopes, with good praxis, with this this motivation to change things and to do good and to maintain good spirits in spite of everyone telling us that we should be crumbling. So that's what I say we should do.
Yeah. And I guess we can say that this year, at least it wasn't 2016, because...
At least it wasn't 2016.
That was kind of shit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, so I guess we might end the episode here. So any last words into next year, maybe?
Any last words? Y'all, let's work out together. Let's get stronger. Let's all be Chads. Doesn't matter your gender. Male, female, non-binary, doesn't matter. We can all be Chads.
Women
together.
Can have muscles too.
Yes, everyone can be Chad. Chad is about your heart.
Right.
Chad is in your heart. Let's all go forward with that knowledge.
I guess my message is let's start off next year and the new decade right, please, because I don't want this to be a terrible decade or a terrible year. Let's just go into next year. I don't like what Django said. Let's be more optimistic about 2020, because guess what, guys? The election's coming up, and hopefully, we could see Bernie become president. Because I think all the polls are predicting that each candidate has a possible chance of beating Donald Trump. So yep,
it's close,
guys. So, let's hope. Let's hope, guys.
Let's not eat ourselves this time.
Yeah, please.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Good to be back. We're going to do more episodes going into the new year, too. Let us know in the comments if you'd like to see us talk about any awesome topics. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, drop us a DM on Twitter. So we're at Debater.
Yeah, that's something. That's actually one of the goals that I have for this podcast next year. I was thinking, but I was like, we need to have guests on this show. Because, I mean, of course, I like doing podcasts with just me and Jangles, but it becomes more interesting when we have guests, because then there's more topics you can dive into. There's more, I guess,
back
activities
and forth.
You can do.
Yeah, there's fun stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited for going forward, too. So drop us a DM, Debaterios Podcast. You find us on Twitter. You can find us on the YouTubes. You can follow each of us individually if you would like. Oreo on Twitter. Got his links down in the description. Same with me, Jangles Science Lad, and a cringeworthy name. You can find me on Twitter and YouTube as well. So, we will see you guys in the new decade. Okay. Have a great one. I have been Justin.
And I have been Oreo.
And we will see you next time on the Debaterios Podcast.
Bye.